Welcome to the How to Change a Million Lives Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce myself. I am Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And I want to talk to you today about my little title. It's called The Weirdest Way to Change Lives. So a lot of times we go into the traditional, this is what everyone else does, so this is the way I think I have to do it. Syndrome. Let's call it a syndrome. Because what I found is anytime you go outside of those parameters, yes, it's a little bit of challenge because you're actually kind of breaking new ground, but because you're breaking new ground, it stands out. And a lot of time, what's the hardest thing to do is to stand out. Just take anybody, any profession. So say you decide you want to be a realtor. Well, I know here in Austin, there's like over 10,000 realtors. So why would someone choose you? That's always the question, right? Maybe you decide you want to go into insurance. Why would they choose you over all the other options? If you're wanting to be a speaker, why would they have you come and speak instead of all the other people? So this is one of the challenges for people when they get started in anything. Right? I know I was the same way. I was like, well, why would they choose me? I'm just little Tanya. And it was true, right? I mean, that's the dilemma. And a lot of times it is the old adage, like you have to have a job to get a job, right? So a lot of times it's you got to have a client to get a client, or you had to have gone out and spoken in order to go out and speak, you know? So you get into these spots and you're like, well, how do I adjust for that? How do I push myself away from everyone else so that I stand out? So when you really look at the opportunities for you, one of the things you have to realize is, say if you got a glass next to you, a drinking glass, and people always like, well, is it half full or half empty? It's really neither. It's just deciding, what are you going to do with that glass? Are you going to hand it to somebody else? Or are you going to drink it all yourself? Or are you going to share it? So one of the most challenging things that you have to look at is two perspectives. One of them is to go into arenas where you're getting to meet people who would have never met you before, who is a good target market for you. The other is, how can you help others achieve what they want in order for you to achieve what you want, right? Zig Ziglar said it, you know, kind of the best. In order to help, you know, get what you want, you have to help others get what they want. It's just the basic concept of a giver's game. So when you get those two concepts together, oh my goodness, watch out. So let's use some examples. I really, really, really want to change lives all over this planet. I want them to get insights to things and to people that I know. Because if you start looking at the person in, you know, North Carolina, and the person in Wisconsin, and the person in Colorado, and the person in Texas, right? You start getting people all over the United States, and then you start going, well, they're not much different than the person in Canada and the person in Mexico. Well, those people aren't any much different than the people in Asia, the people in Russia, right? You start looking at a global perspective pretty quick because you start realizing how most people are the same. Everyone really wants the same things. Now, when I started realizing that if I could connect to people that don't know me yet, that is an incredible opportunity, especially for people that haven't been kind of inundated by the rhetoric. So whatever your rhetoric is, right? Whatever you're trying to teach people, there's other people who have tried to teach that also, right? You're probably not the first. There's only been a very few people in all of history that have talked about something for the first time. So in order to stand out, you need to get around the people that haven't really heard of it before. So that's what I started looking at, is I started speaking at a lot of places that people had already kind of heard of branding and target markets, even though I have a different slant on it. And sometimes it's easier because they've already kind of heard it, so I don't have to go over those things again. But their whistle has kind of already been whetted a little bit, right? They've already, they've heard a little bit before, so you don't stand out quite as much, okay? So I wanted to kind of look at, okay, if I want to change lives all of the U.S. and then go international after that, who could I piggytail on, right? Who can I ride the coattails on? And then how else can I always look at everything that I do is how else can I make more money while I'm doing that at the same time? So every time I do something, because I learned this from a billionaire friend of mine, is when you do one thing, you want to have that one thing turn into multiple income streams so that your effort multiplies out and you're making more money. That way you can go do more things. Right? You've got to bring money in to be a philanthropist. That's my huge thing, right? Is there's so many people. I meet people all the time who have this incredible startup nonprofits, and their heart is just, you know, so beautiful, and the things they want to do is so amazing, and they want to help so many people. I could help them by giving them money to help them do that. I don't even have to actually go do that myself, but I need the money to go give them so they can go and accomplish their dream and other people's dreams. So sometimes it's not even you personally making the adjustments. A lot of times it's helping other people transform lives. So I started looking around. Now, at the same time last year, I started also looking at, things were a little bit tough. Have you ever had that in your life where things were like, and I was like, I've got to look at a different approach because my husband had gone blind. Now that was an adjustment because there's one thing that I'm not a big fan of is going grocery shopping. And guess who had to start driving to the grocery store and picking things out because he couldn't see. I was like, oh man, right? And then at the same time, about a month later, my house was destroyed from a water pipe bust that happened while I was actually, we took a camping trip. We came back to the entire house being destroyed. Now, when those two things happened, my life kind of screeched to a halt. And I was turning 49 at the same time. So yeah, it was kind of a, you know, oh my goodness, reset, relook at my life. So to recap, I needed to create multiple income streams because when I stopped to help my house and my husband, the income that I was generating shrank, right? For most people, if they've got a job, or if they're a coach, or if they're a realtor, something happens, their money decreases because they stopped that. So I needed to create some type of like a residual income, something that, you know, was part of a team so that if I'm out, then someone else could kind of pick up the slough until I can get myself going again. It was a real shocker for me. And then the whole concept of meeting other people to drive people into my branding, coaching, or you know, helping people become speakers or joining the Public Speakers Association, right? We've got these different avenues, but I needed to still continue to meet new people. And because of the arenas I had been speaking in, even the people that had a great target market for me, I wasn't fresh because they had kind of heard the rhetoric. Okay, so we got this all clear. So I started looking at what if I was to utilize someone else's business and get involved with that and utilize their massive reach in order to make more money and find new clients. That sounds pretty good, right? So I started looking around. What would that look like? And I ran into the COO and his wife of a brand new company called Excellent Choice. So whatever kind of resonates with you, look at how can you utilize someone else's business to create momentum for yourself. Now with Excellent Choice, you get to eat chocolate and drink coffee, get healthier, lose weight. Hello, who doesn't want to do that? And then put diamond enriched, you know, skincare on your face and poof, I went from looking like I was about to turn 60 to now turning 50. And I look, people are saying I look, you know, in my 30s, which is awesome. So I could really back the play of the product. Then I went to, well, then if I can back the play of the product, then how do I utilize this company? Well, they're going out and they're starting up every city and every state in the United States, and then they're going to go global. So see, this fits into my plan. So I want to help people across the United States, and I need to meet people I don't know across the United States, and then I want to go global. I mean, it's like check, check, check. So you got to find someone or who already has the reach for you. And because it was a brand new company and they were just getting started, we're just starting up every state and every city, then it's even better because in all those people, guess who's doing all of the training? So this is something you look for yourself. Whatever your expertise is, how can you do the training? How can you be a benefit? So I set myself up early as, hey, you need to look at me, right? Because you got to prove yourself. You got to show that you're someone that they need to listen to. Show them that you could do a webinar because each one of you is an expert, and train people on your expertise. So now when I do a training or an opportunity presentation, people see me over and over and over and over again. So now not only is that business exploding, right? I'm at the top of that company, helping people start up every city and every state. But then I'm also at the same time, those people are getting to know me and they are like, well, how do I hire you, Tanya, to help me? I know I need to become a speaker. How can you help me? So it's driving all of this fresh viewpoints to people I would have never met. People who have jobs, right? Got into a whole group with Chevron and a lot of these gas companies. Because that's just the people that had come into this business. So this is the weird way, right? You're utilizing someone else's business to help enhance your own. It's kind of like when people even, you know, join the Public Speaker Association. You're utilizing someone else's business to enhance your own. I tell people all the time, you know, if you're part of the association, you need to think about how can you give benefit to the association, to the members. Those are people who don't know you. So it's always about utilizing other people's list. But this one with Excellent Choice really stood out for me because it was going to bring me a lot of income at the same time. So when you start looking at all the opportunities for yourself to get connected, what is a great opportunity for you? So you don't look at anything singularly. You know what I mean. So you look at how can you create momentum with utilizing other people's people. And it has to benefit that other side as well. So this is where I get upset with people, because they usually come in and it's always one-sided. And this is what it sounds like. Hey, Tanya, me. You're like, I didn't hear anything you said because it was all me. People wanted to come speak at my conference. Me. Right? So you have to look at, you know, if you're going to want to collaborate with people, how are you going to show up? How are you going to benefit them? And, you know, so say there's a networking group in your city and you found them on Meetup and you reach out to them. And you know that that would be a perfect target market. You would be like so happy to speak in front of that group. You have to give a reason beyond, hey, Susie, I see you have a group. I would really benefit your audience. They will love me. I will be able to give them so much value. It's me. Even though it sounds like you're benefiting her because it's going to help her group, you haven't told Susie anything that's going to help her. Yeah, it's going to help her if she needs to find a speaker for that week's meeting or something like that. But what else can you do for Susie? And this is where most people break down, is they never think about how they can benefit Susie herself. Because once you figure out how you can benefit Susie herself, you have got a sure in. People are always surprised. They're like, Tanya, how in the world did you get on the cover of your competitor's magazine? So I'm on the front cover with the main featured article for the National Speakers Association CAPS magazine. And people are like, that is crazy. I said, it's very easy. Because when I talked to the lady, was introduced to her, I did not ask her about, because to be honest with you, I didn't think they would actually put me even in the magazine. But I just asked her, how can I help you? And she's like, oh, I really need help with articles. You know, I just don't have enough people sending in articles. I'm like, great, I know people. So I just went to town. And then she's like, well, can you write an article too? I'm like, sure. And then because I kept helping her and I was just nice, right? Helpful and nice, goes a long way. Then boom, she calls me up and she's like, you know, I think I'm going to put you on the front cover. I'm going to give you the main article. I'm like, what? That's kind of crazy. She goes, I know, but who cares? Because you go after what you want by helping others get what they want. How often do you try to be friends with people? I was talking to a lady the other day and there's that feeling of, ooh, I really want to get to know this person. Yeah, there was none of that. I wanted to get off the phone because it just felt dry. I guess the only way I can kind of explain the conversation. Or a lot of times it's just one-sided. And then people are always surprised when I ask them, well, what's in it for me? And again, they always want to throw back to, oh, it's going to help your members, it's going to help your audience, it's going to, I'm like, I'm not asking that. And they usually don't have a way. Now, one of the ways you can help people, and what's great about collaborating, is remember, it's about utilizing other people's lists. So you just heard the incredible Miss Gloria on the summit. And say, you know, she just really resonated with you. And you were like, you know, her target market and my target market really aligns well. So you reach out to Gloria and you're like, you know, I have a very similar target market. Now, remember, it's got to be about what can you do for Gloria? Yes, it's a given that you're going to be able to do something for her people. If you resonate with her, you're probably going to help her people in some way. So if you resonated with her, then you'd like, so how can you help Gloria? Well, you can introduce her to your people, because obviously if her people is resonating to you, then she probably would go right back to your people, right? So it's also about connecting people to your list, all your people on social media, maybe if you have an email list, what can you do to help Gloria get her name out there and her message out there more? So maybe y'all do a webinar together and each one of you is bringing both your sides to the table. It's not lopsided, it's not just you, and it's not just her. Come together as a team, show the collaboration. That's when the brilliance happens. And that's really easy to do, right? So look at all the opportunities that you get. Now, if you get an opportunity, and because I get opportunities all the time, right? People are always giving me a, oh, Tanya, here, this would be great for you, right? I just look at it and can I benefit them? Because you know, it just feels, even to me, if it's only about me. That's just the way I am. So it doesn't benefit them. Does it benefit me? Is it going to help me market myself so that I can get my message out there more so I can go help more people? And then is there going to be some type of monetization? Because like I said before, I want to help a lot of people. I want to be a huge philanthropist. Because like my friend Bill, who I was telling you about, that's a billionaire, he says, what real freedom is to do whatever you want to do at any time. And he uses his example, and I love his example. So he was driving in East Texas one time. And if you've ever been to East Texas, they have gorgeous trees there. It's just a very forested area, big pine trees. And he was driving through a country road, and he passed through, you know, a typical little East Texas town, which is very tiny. And he passed by an A-frame church. So those are the little churches that are little wooden, usually painted white, with a beautiful kind of stained glass window in the front, right? But small, because the whole community in the area usually goes to that church. Well, he was driving through and he saw the church and he saw all these people surrounding it. Well, one of the big, tall pine trees had fallen over from a huge storm the night before and smashed right through the middle of this little church. And everyone was bawling. They were trying to pick up, you know, sopping Bibles, and I mean, everything was ruined. The stained glass was completely shattered. And he pulled over and he went over to the pastor, and he doesn't know these people. And he even admitted it wasn't even his denomination that, you know, he even, you know, believes in, but it didn't matter. He just saw people in distress. And he was in the construction industry, and he was talking to the pastor, and he was like, yeah, you know, it's going to probably cost y'all a pretty penny to put this back together. And the pastor's like, are you kidding? He goes, this can't be redone. So the people here have no money. This was the only place that they could come to, you know, every week and create a community in this area. I don't know what we're going to do now. And it just pulled at his heartstrings, right? Like it would anybody. And he went over to his pickup truck and pulled out his checkbook. And he figured out how many millions it would take to rebuild the church and the pews and the Bibles and the stained glass window. And he wrote a check and he handed it to the pastor. He says, good luck, enjoy. He got back into his pickup truck. He didn't want any praise or anything. That's not why he was doing it. And he drove off. And he said, you know, about a year later, he drove through that little town again. And there was a brand new little A-frame church. Beautifully white painted. With a beautiful stained glass window. That is freedom. To be able to help somebody in need when you want to help, because they need it. So I want you to go out and I want you to be a force to be reckoned with in this world. I want you to go out and change lives. I want you to go out and inspire others. You have a role to play. You were put onto this earth to change and transform not only others, but yourself. This is why we're here. There's true need in this world, and I know you can do something for it. So if you would like to find out more, if maybe the chocolate coffee and skincare line sounds interesting to do to you, I would love to talk to you about it. We're just, like I said, launching the U.S. right now, and then we're going to go international. Anyone who's a part of my team will be part of that international launch. So it's going to be very, very exciting. So I can send you more information. Probably the easiest way to find out more is go to my website, and it's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, and it's spelled funky because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell it right. So it's H-O-F, like Frank, but just one of them, M-A-N-N, so Nancy Nancy, so one F, two N's, .com. And right down towards the little, underneath the big blue area is a little button that says excellent choice. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about that, but you could also reach out and email me at Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, at TonyaHoffman.com, T-O-N-Y-A-H-O-F-M-A-N-N. Awesome.